This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
So easy to deal with problems. It's so easy.
We're back live. Jason Gubbins with us. Two more seconds. It's a short segment. Jason, I'm going to play this other clip with your Epstein lawyer talk with Alan Dershowitz. But let me just ask you this. As a smart investigative journalist, been around, I don't know, more than a decade. We can talk about, everybody fetishizes it, British intelligence, Israeli intelligence, U.S. intelligence. Anybody that studies this, these aren't even intelligence agencies. It just becomes these big mafias of corporate power and its corporations and foundations above it. But from your deep research, we know that Maxwell, you know, Epstein's big madam, you know, her dad died on a boat. He was involved blackmailing people for the MI6 and the Israelis and the CIA. I mean, is there any way to put a finger on who runs this?
Well, I don't know that I can do that, but I'm glad you brought up Robert Maxwell, because he seems to have been good friends with Rupert Murdoch. They're photographed together throughout the decades.
And yeah, they're heavily involved in radio, TV, and print.
Correct. Rupert Murdoch owns News Corp, which in the United States controls Fox News and the New York Post. The New York Post has put out tons of information. Well, Rupert Murdoch also has his Murdoch Children's Research Institute, which is developing a COVID-19 vaccine. So isn't that a conflict of interest for their news show to be telling us things about COVID-19 vaccines?
Sure, and who is Rupert Murdoch? Going back to Australia, he clearly has intelligence ties to the Crown.
Well, and he was implicated in the United Kingdom in a phone hacking scandal, which sounds a lot more like espionage than journalism to me. But he's photographed with Ghislaine Maxwell. His New York Post is essentially the clearinghouse for information about Jeffrey Epstein and his death, the whereabouts of Ghislaine Maxwell.
So are you implying at the heart of this is a British intel op?
I can't say for sure, Alex, but I think they're involved. I think all of these intelligence agencies are a big club, and it supersedes nations, you know.
They're very incestuous.
Yes, that's right. They act as one giant unit, and they're acting against us. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about the law. They just care about power, control, and the money they need to do it. So here we see Maxwell with Rupert Murdoch, and she's also been featured in the New York Post. This obviously retouched photograph connected to a false story. I've spoken to the woman who took the photograph, as indicated by the EXIF data on the JPEG image on the NewYorkPost.com.
So it's a real photo.
Well, it's a retouched photo, and the story is false based on, you know.
So you're saying that the location's right, but the photo's been retouched?
I don't know. I called In-N-Out Burger to ask them if they would turn over their closed-circuit TV footage to the FBI on the day that Ghislaine Maxwell was allegedly there.
Sure, so but what about her? Exactly. The photo's staged then. The book tells us what the real message is.
That's what I think. I think that, you know, she's reading this book called The Book of Honor, The Secret Lives of the CIA. When you go to Amazon.com, the first review is from Ghislaine Maxwell. And I believe that's a steganographic message for someone through the New York Post, through Amazon.com.
Well, obviously, it's like when you kidnap somebody holding up the newspaper day.
Right.
They're saying,
right.
Hey, we're spies that have lost our lives in war. You better watch out.
There's something. I don't know what the message means, but I feel like it's a message. When I questioned the New York Post journalists, when I questioned Leah Safian, they acted very strange. When I brought this up to Alan Dershowitz, he said it was a conspiracy theory. He got super angry, and he hung up the phone. He lost his mind, practically.
We're going to play that clip when we come back. Wow. Well, you've got to come on more. I was familiar with work many years ago, and then, not putting you down, but one of the guys you were working with was, you know, cuckoo land.
I got socially engineered by him, Alex. I totally understand.
No, listen, with us, we didn't tell you what to say, right? We just had you on. We're real, man.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We're straight up with these people. Like, I'm the opposite of calculated. Like, it's just straight up with me. And there's so many great researchers that get glommed onto by these people. And then I just want to get the truth, man. And let me tell you, you judge a tree by its fruits. You have done amazing work. And we just need more people like you. So when we come back, I want to ask you then about this last clip and where you think this is going. And some people say Epstein didn't really die. I think they did kill him to get rid of it. But maybe I'm wrong. We'll talk about it all on the other side with our guest, Jason Goodman. And then we will also then have the great patriot, Dr. Dick Baggage, take over, and then I'll be back this Sunday. This is just exhausting. The whole thing's exhausting. I mean, I just... I can't figure it out anymore. It's all insane. And I just wonder why these people are like this. Like, they just can't help it. There's something wrong with them. Because me, it's just all straightforward, but everybody else is like creeping around and doing weird stuff. It's just crazy. We'll be right back.
Tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's face and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, I can tell you, all hell is breaking loose right now that we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. We're talking about Alan Dershowitz. And I'm not a political animal. I just promote basic human freedoms. I'm not hooked into D.C. I'm not hooked into all that stuff. I do what I want here on air. And my guests come on and they talk about whatever they want. We're not sitting here controlling what happens. We want the truth to come out. Jason Goodman has another clip here. Dersh calls a conspiracy theory the famous New York Post photo of Maxwell in the In-Out Burger. He was just talking about it. Here's the clip.
There's things that have happened with Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know if you saw this photo of her at an In-N-Out Burger in Los Angeles, but it appeared in the New York Post. And there were a number of problems with this from an evidentiary standpoint. This photo appeared in 2019, and I'm sure you're aware Ghislaine Maxwell is about 57 years old. This is quite obviously a retouched photo, and her complexion is not the only element of it that's been altered. When I brought this to the attention of the journalists at the New York Post and Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, they all behaved very strangely. She's reading a book called The Secret Lives of CIA Operatives. When you go to Amazon.
Which attorney did you speak to?
Leah. What's her last name? She's in Ventura County. Leah, I forget her last name, but her information was on this photograph. She had taken the photograph, which the New York Post said was taken.
What's the relevance of the photograph? Let's assume it's a fake photograph. What does it show?
The New York Post is publishing a false story that seems
why?
To be... Well, why is the question that I've been trying to ask. But when I asked that question, In-N-Out Burger threatened to sue me and threatened to bring criminal action against me, which I think is a violation of the California Code of Ethics.
How can they possibly sue for expressing an opinion or bring criminal charges for expressing an opinion? You expressed
because I called In-N-Out Burger and spoke to their media representative and asked if they would provide video footage from their surveillance system to the FBI so that people could locate Ghislaine Maxwell. She was accused of all kinds of things, and this was right after Jeffrey Epstein had died. I would think that the FBI would want to question one of his closest associates, but instead, it seemed like the New York Post was publishing an article that was filled with strange errors, at least, if not deliberate lies.
And Jason, you're saying he hung up right after that?
Well, shortly after that, I mean, you can notice even just in that clip, Alex, I mean, this is a man who is very experienced in interrogating people, cross-examining people, and when you're in court, there
he
is
a very...
He looks
like a deer in the headlights when you bring up Ghislaine Maxwell.
Exactly, and he won't let me finish a sentence. I'm trying to fill him in on the details, but he's just interrupting me and preventing me from sharing the details. And he calls it a conspiracy theory, but I'm describing to him evidence of a conspiracy. I spoke to three different people who refused to answer pertinent questions about obviously incorrect things in the New York Post. I should also mention, just a month prior, the New York Post ran a story about somebody who found an In-N-Out Burger on the street in Queens. Now, mind you, the closest In-N-Out Burger is in Texas. This one allegedly came from San Diego by plane and landed on the ground in Queens. Now, from my previous career in Hollywood, I have a lot of friends who work in commercial television and stuff. Spoke to a friend of mine who's a professional food stylist, and she said there's no way that you could drop a hamburger even from waist height and have it land on the street and look that good. Somebody got the paper from In-N-Out Burger, made a hamburger in Queens, and put that there. So they followed up two times on this story about the hamburger. First, they said, some executive from In-N-Out Burger says we have no idea how that got there. And then the second follow-up was a 16-year-old girl who said she dropped it out of her backpack. So they have two follow-up stories on a
sure. So there's
throwaway.
A psyop. It was a message. What do you think the message was?
It's hard for me to say, but when I try to get to it, everybody I ask acts super twitchy and blinky and doesn't want to answer
the
question.
Look, they wanted to compromise major scientists, so they had them sex with underage girls and got them compromised. And the question is, why did it all unravel? Why did Trump's election cause all this to unravel?
Well, I hope it is because Trump is making a concerted effort to drain the swamp. I'm very concerned about William Barr, particularly his recent statements that he doesn't think the John Durham investigation at this point is going to lead to criminal investigation of Joe Biden or Barack Obama. Then we've got this investigation in Ukraine where they're releasing literally phone calls of Biden engaging in quid pro quo.
I was about to say, it'd be one thing if the deep state backed off. They're not backing off. So why is Barr acting like, you know, because I don't want this war for war's sake, but I mean, if the deep state won't back off the American recovery and they're working with Chi-Coms, exactly, why are we going to, why is Barr saying he's not going to go after them?
My feeling is that William Barr is the Iran-Contra fixer. He was a George H.W. Bush man. We know that Bill Clinton was heavily involved in Iran-Contra, facilitating the transport of cocaine into the United States through MENA Airport in Arkansas when he was the governor. There's that photograph of Bill Clinton sitting at some barbecue with George H.W. Bush and Wallace, whatever his name is. We got this photograph. I mean, he's obviously embedded with the Bushes. And Bill Clinton is still alive. George W. Bush is still alive. There are a lot of people that need to be protected with regard to that operation. And I think that William Barr is an Iran-Contra fixer. He said in his own confirmation hearing that he was outside counsel to the CIA. That doesn't mean he's giving them advice. That means he's their lawyer. Right?
I agree. What do you think happened to Epstein?
I don't think he's dead. Because that picture of the guy on the gurney doesn't look like him. And when I ask the New York Post questions about it, they get very upset. A guy by the name of Larry Salone.
I got sued over showing the photo on here, which is clearly fair use, but that's just another one of the lawsuits.
They love lawfare, Alex. You know that. I know that. And actually, that's where you and I met, at a press conference for one of these frivolous lawsuits that's been brought against you. This is how they try to shut us down. They bring these lawsuits. They try to overwhelm us with the financial burden of defending a lawsuit. And I don't know, maybe Dershowitz will try to sue me. But, I mean, if what he said about the Constitution is a demonstration of how good a lawyer he is, I'm not too fearful of a lawsuit from him.
Well, what makes him come out and say, I'll plunge a needle in your arm? And then make up fake law cases. He sounds like a compromised blackmail person.
Well, he sounds like someone who's promoting this New World Order agenda. I mean, it's important to remember, Rupert Murdoch's Children's Research Institute is doing research into making vaccines. So, I mean, it's a foundation, so it's a nonprofit, but they're not going to give these vaccines away. Somebody's going to make money from that.
Yeah, why are all these Oprah Winfrey groups, all of them, and the Bill, they're obsessed with kids? They just, I mean, like, if I was flooded around kids like this, I would feel creepy. It's really weird.
Yeah.
All right, Jason Goodman, thank you so much for your time. Hope to have you back as a regular guest. People can follow you on YouTube at Jason Goodman and at CS The Truth on Twitter. Where else can people find your work?
Those are the best places, Alex. We're on Patreon and Subscribestar, and I try to be real active on YouTube and Twitter. So I really appreciate you having me on, and I'm happy to share more of this information anytime.
Appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to have Dr. Nick Begich take over right now. And just like that last guest wasn't prompted what they're going to say, the next guest isn't either. It's all those lies. People say that we're controlled. Yeah, we're controlled by the truth. I mean, that's what we are. We're the real deal, and so are you, and thank you for your support. Another article just went up on InfoWars.com. Trump yanks ATF chief nomination over gun answers being anti-gun. Just more good news out of Trump. Folks, I would attack Trump in 0 seconds flat that he was a globalist. He just keeps delivering, and I just praise God for Trump. But with 164 days left, though, I'm not sure he's going to be able to win the election. With the mail-in ballots and all the fraud I'm seeing, I just if there's not drastic measures by the president and others, I don't put this up to be negative, folks. I just got to tell you what I think. I think Trump's going to lose the election right now. And there's drastic efforts to stop the election fraud. He's going to win. But Microsoft's in charge of the election. All this crap's happening with, you know, Election Guard. I saw a win for Trump 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I see a lose right now. There's still time with 164 days left to change this, but not unless Trump is very honest about what's happening. All right, Dr. Nick Begich takes over. Great American patriot. I just want to briefly mention we have the Memorial Day special running. That's the end of the big special, and then five items that were sold out that came back in, their own special, 40 to 60% off, actually 70% off, InfoWarsStore.com. So that's how we fund this operation. I want to encourage you all to take advantage of that now and get your ultimate krill oil, get your Brain Force Plus, that great nootropic is 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Dr. Nick Begich takes over on the other side. Then the War Room is in T-minus 45 minutes with Owen Stroyer. Then I'll be back, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And welcome back. And it's good to be here on this Friday afternoon, you know, thinking about all of the things that are in the news currently and the things that were just covered in the last segment, that last interview. Wow. What an interview, right? I mean, they always are. And we're on the Friday last of the hunch in the fourth hour of the news of the day. And, you know, one of the things I wanted to get into, and I was talking to some of the team down in Austin earlier this week, and I ended up in this discussion about mind effects and this conference that I had put together years ago in Dallas that's really timely again as a topic. So we're going to get into that as we get into the hour. The other thing that it takes me back to is it's almost 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, I'd mentioned a couple weeks ago, I had set out sort of a life plan and then executed it. And I'm in the midst of that again. And everyone listening to this broadcast has actually been in that, you know, because part of that was to reach out and be a stronger voice in the world. And as I kind of reset for the next 20 years, I'm sort of redefining all of that. You know, what do I do in the next 20? How do I effectively deploy my energy and the things I'm interested in to continue to bring the kind of messages that InfoWars has provided a platform for, and a lot of other guys that I've worked with over the years, and people have heard me on dozens of broadcasts around the world. But I want to mention a couple of things. My books and videos are available at InfoWars stores exclusively. If you want to get hard copies, that's where you got to get them. The other thing I've got at the Earth Pulse website is a sign up for newsletters that I'm going to reactivate, because there's always things that come up in between the programs that need to be addressed. And from time to time, I like to write them down. And actually, I get inquiries from people that want some written follow-up so they can use it in promoting some of the ideas that we talk about on InfoWars. So I want to kind of reinvigorate that a bit. And there's a sign up at earthpulse.com. And you can sign up there and get on my list. And it's free, doesn't cost anything, but it gets you plugged into some of the other things that I'm involved in. And, you know, when I go back, I'm going to go back to 2002, and I was going through a really rough patch. I mean, I just come out of 2000, you know, and all the millennial nonsense that we all heard about. But what happened in 2000 for me was a lot of big changes. In 2000 and 2002, I lost a number of my friends, passed away, people that were really important to me. I was betrayed in my business, had to start over. Most people don't even know that happened because I was doing all this public work, and I'm not someone to generally complain. I just keep on moving. But I had a restart in about 18 years ago in the middle of all this. And really what I learned in all of it was the same thing I learned in the beginning of it was if you're doing the right thing, the resources always show up. And I believe that fully. And at that time, I remember really vividly, and this is where the story, the story on mind effects start to take form, is in 2002, I just lost my co-author, Jim Roderick. We had just finished our, or were about to finish our second book, Earth Rising 2, and he passed away. At the same time, everything else was kind of falling apart. And what I realized was, the opportunity to still do things was even more eminent if I could just get a little help. And so I was going through my files, and I find this file, and on there is this name. And I remember the name, and I remember working with this person's team and giving them some help a few years before, and I thought, and in fact, I even said it out loud. I said, God, I wish there was a way that someone like this could step back into my life and help me do the work I needed to do. And 4 days later, the phone rang, and it was somebody on that person's team, out of the blue, calling me to say, hey, I'd like you to be on my board. And we went through a bunch of dialogue, and eventually I did go on that board. And that board was based in Dallas, Texas. It was a Lay Institute on Technology. It's now closed up, but it was set up by Dorothy Lay, one of the heirs to the Frito-Lay family fame down there in Texas and around the world, actually. And I was her executive director for 4 years, and we were taking on this issue of mind effects. And one of the things that we did at that time is put together a conference. It was probably the biggest thing that we did while working together. And it was a conference brought together a number of people that I knew. And here was the criteria for the meeting. You had to be an expert in the field of mind effects, mind control, this kind of issue. You had to, I had to know you for at least 10 years and know that you had failed in life and had dusted yourself off, picked yourself up, and maintained your set of values and your ethics and your morals and your character and marched on, maybe an improved human being, even from the trauma of it. Because it's something I learned early on, and I've talked about on this show before. You know, trauma often is the way we learn the most. You know, people get, these are the times when people question God the most, right? And you question the universal the most, when you're suffering the most. And perhaps, and I would say this strongly, those are the greatest opportunity that God gives us to learn what we are, who we are, and where we're going. And so I think that's an important aspect of how we carry ourselves in the world. And these particular points in time that I look back on were pretty unusual. Now, in that meeting, who was there that agreed to show up? First, what was the guideline? I sent out my book, Controlling the Human Mind, with Elizabeth Rauscher saying, the best compilation on the mind effects, mind control topic ever put in one place at one time with all the references. And you should get it. You should get it from InfoWars. You should read it. And then you should pass it on to your library or your U.S. senator or your U.S. congressman and say, hey, what about some of these things? You know, the point of the matter is that a group came together, and I'm going to tell you who they were. Elizabeth Rauscher, you can look her up. She just passed away, I'm sorry to say, but she was a triple Ph.D. in biophysics, astrophysics, and geophysics. She worked at Lawrence Livermore Labs starting at age 15. She worked at Berkeley. She was part of what was called the Fundamental Physics Group, which was working out of Lawrence Livermore and Berkeley, and was really a compilation of physicists, really wild physicists, at a time when quantum physics was first coming into a larger level of debate within the United States and around the world. So Elizabeth, she also was a keynote speaker with me in 2017 at the Psychotronics Association. This is the association, the oldest association for studying the paranormal, probably in the United States, 39 years at that time. You know, I'm going to get back into this. I'm going to continue this through the hour today, talking about mind effects, mind control. I want to remind people, sign up at my website for our newsletter, BirthPulse.com. You know, this, the network has provided the foundation for very, very difficult ideas. This idea that what's going on now in controlling human behavior, this is the tip of the spear.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And so good to be back. You know, I was just before the break talking about this conference that we held in Dallas back a number of years ago when I was working with the Lay Institute on Technology there in Dallas. And it was on the mind effects issue. And it was the best grouping of people. In fact, several of them are now deceased, unfortunately. But I want to mention them. And I mentioned just before Elizabeth Rauscher and a little bit of her background. But I want to get into that a little bit. As I mentioned, she was part of the fundamental physics group, which was a group of eclectic lateral thinking quantum physicists. And these guys were blending the ideas of quantum physics with really the ideas of consciousness and God, quite frankly. I mean, the math started showing people things that really was interesting and was a key, actually, to a lot of new technologies that were breaking at the time. And one of them was the idea, and I've mentioned it before on broadcast, the idea of non-locality, the idea of entanglement, where seemingly two objects separated by space and time would react not with a time delay, but instantly with each other, like they were in a heartbeat together, you know. And this idea of non-locality has this underlying implication that we're not separated at all, but we're completely unified in such a way that everything happens instantaneously. So it was a way, and the debate has been how to reconcile Einstein's theories of relativity with the modern theories of quantum physics, and they are being reconciled and brought into a bigger view of maybe how this all works. And all this does is keep confirming the reality of consciousness, which drives straight-line hardcore physicists nuts, all right, because this gets beyond the realm of the realm. But think about it from a military application. Here's what happens with quantum communications, and what they were working on within this group years and years ago, decades ago now, was the idea that you could create a signal that would instantaneously appear across time and space, so there was no time delay. So think about communicating with deep space missions and so on, instantly, poof. And they were not, you couldn't crack the code, so to speak. Somebody couldn't come in and monitor without destroying the communication linkage. So it was secure at the same time, being instant, speed, blah, blah, blah. But the implications of all this were much bigger because they dealt with the fundamentals of consciousness. And so I want to mention the other people in the group that we brought together. This was closed. This was not open to the public. Garth Nicholson, who many will remember from the Gulf War syndrome fame. He testified, I believe, six times in front of the Congress. He was a full professor of and taught medicine to over 1,000 MDs there in Texas at one of the major universities there for most of his career. Garth Nicholson, people will remember him. He was in our conference on mind effects. Alexander K. Varanen, a good friend for many years now, deceased, was the former head of the USSR Academy of Sciences biophysics, was the biophysics director. And this is the area of science that gets into way beyond what the chemical and materialistic models show us. These get into the models that would be more closely aligned to the spirit, to the soul, to the energy that we are, to what we are when the reference is made, created in the image and likeness of God, in my estimation. It's not the physical form, it's the energetic form that we are. But having said that, we had Alexander K. Varanen. Now, what triggered Alexander K. Varanen's interest in this subject was at 15, and he was in his 60s in the early, over 20 years ago, was the idea of the paranormal. And he had witnessed the paranormal display and went, wow, how did that happen? He wanted to know the science behind it. And he presented the science behind it, the formulas behind it, in our closed conference with physicists who could review that work on the spot, including Elizabeth Rauscher. Now, one of the other physicists that was present was another person, and this person was Rosalie Bertell. And she is now deceased also. She was a PhD in mathematics and physics and taught PhD level candidates in the sciences, mathematics, and physics. She was extremely well respected. She was also a nun. I forget which order. I think it was gray nuns, but I can't recall exactly. But a pretty interesting person. Now, in this presentation, her presentation, coming from this perspective, was at the next, which he called evolution, and what I've called often on this program remembering, was the leap of consciousness, the leap into what's called the gift of the spirit, or what are called PSI, extrasensory perceptions, things like a prophecy, healing, telepathy, interpretation of tongues, miracles. These things, the unexplained, become explained by the complex overlays of quantum physics and consciousness. And the courageous ones that led the way, many are deceased now, and I'm naming some of them because they were in the conference that we put together for the purpose of exploring this subject. But Rosalie, she was interesting. So she said the next jump, the next evolution was this jump to our higher possibilities, our anomalous human capabilities. This is what the globalists fear the most, and they try to sympathize with AI, with artificial systems that try to duplicate what we are fundamentally as human beings and remove from us the fundamental aspects of what we are by reducing us continually to materialistic function as either taxpayers, consumers, or something less than this. And that is not what we are. And the science proves it. And this scares the hell out of them because it only takes one, only takes two to create the chain reactions that change the world. And it has always been that way. It is what globalists fear the most, the sovereign soul of individual creativity, engaged with the universe in a simultaneous flow of doing what we know to be right and true and acting on the humanity of our faith, which is simply that, acting, doing. The rest of the guys in the crowd that were kind of interesting, I had Anu Michaela, who was a electrophysiologist. She was sitting on the board that regulated at the time the use of lasers and light therapies in Russia for medical applications. She runs an institute in Helsinki for training electrophysiologists. Her father was one of my mentors in this field of electrophysiology, doing work 40 years ahead of everyone else's, and Anu carries that work on. So, and then the guy who filmed it all, and so there are films. I'm going to try and find them again, because now that people are deceased, I can start to release some of that. And four of them are. The other one I forgot to mention, Ben Eastland, who was the inventor of the HARP system, was a well-known plasma physicist, graduate of Princeton, well-known, and the inventor of HARP. And we became friends over the controversy that we had created. And so we had four physicists in the room. We had a few MDs in the room. We had Anu's husband. I forget his name right off, but he was an MD from Europe, from Bulgaria. And then we had Dave Cuddy, who's many in Alaska will know the name. Dave was is part of the First National Bank of Alaska family. Here, he and I are working on a project together called Intervention 2020. You can find it online, Intervention 2020, on homelessness. But Dave had a film operation. He was running out of Austin at the time, and he's got a big land development down there. But he was doing this film thing, and so he sent his film crews in, and they copied and filmed each of the presentations in our closed conference. And the control of that was really left to the presenters, and several released, but some did not, and they're now deceased. We can release the data, and we're planning to do it. But here was the consensus of the group. The big leap forward is the one we're in right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's 18 years later since that meeting got framed, and we are there. This is the 5 minute to midnight call for change and awakening, and we've been talking about it on this network for decades. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free! Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free, with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And picking up from where we left off, you know, talking about the conference and what it was about. It was a mind effects conference to take this issue and say, you know, what could we do to express this more fully out there in the world in terms of what's going on with the topic. And all of my friends that were there, the people I'd mentioned and others, had all volunteered their time. No one was paid. We, the Lay Institute graciously provided the environment, which was incredible. And then Dave Cuddy volunteered the film crews, and it really worked out. And we were able to do some things there and explore some things in a pretty free floating way for about 3 days as we met and worked through the weekend. And, you know, here's the thing about that and what I know after all these years is the people I met all around the world, and I've met hundreds of really incredible political leaders, economic leaders, scientists, religious leaders, people from every walk of life. And within the people that I work with, there's a certain energetic thing going on. Okay. And it's as real as it gets. In fact, it's more real than a lot of the other things that we think are so critically important that really, really aren't. But having said that, what we saw coming and what is here now is really gotten to a point where we have to start to really ask the question, are we going to be absorbed into a squishy collective, which is the false unified system, if you will? It's one based on manipulation and control, of hooking you into a grid that monitors everything you do and eventually everything you think, and then makes judgments about what's right and wrong for you and determine how you couple with the economy or the rest of the material world. Because this isn't science fiction anymore. And it never was. But creative work always expresses itself through lots of different vehicles. And that's what I've also observed over the last 61 years. And creativity comes out of the same source. This I've observed also. But the choice in how it's used is yours. And this is what we see in the world playing out, is the misapplication of creative power and the fear of someone else's, instead of the rejoicing in the release of a potential in a human soul when it lands on the earth and begins to do things that are different, that are nonconforming. So when I think of the nonconformists that I work with all of my life, that is where the action is and always has been. And people get insecure if they don't fit into the pattern that's thrust on us by the media, by advertisers, by everything that takes all of what you are and feeds it back in a new package just for you. Because that's how media works in the 21st century today. That's what we need to guard against. We need to increase our discernment. We need to increase the internal work that we're doing so our external work in the world reflects it more clearly. And I want to say that in a couple of other venues. You know, in this program over the years, we ask ourselves the question, you know, do you have personal privacy? And we all know the answer to that is no. Do we all have the right to assemble in the digital world on the various platforms that are available? And as we know, we don't. We don't have that liberty anymore. Joe Rogan, who's jumped out in front of the world now to say, hey, up yours to YouTube, and screening out and is moving over to Spotify. Hooray for him. And I'm glad he's there. And a lot of other people that are waking up to the reality of being screwed over by a media network that has failed because, think about this, I guess if we don't have anything to say, we don't need freedom of speech. I guess if we don't have any friends, we don't need to assemble. And I guess if we don't believe in anything, we don't need to have freedom of religion. Well, I have a news flash. We still believe in all of those things, and we still believe in the sovereign soul of the individual. And this quickly evolving, squishy collective of socialism and spiritual socialism in a sense of hijacking the core of it, which is individual sovereignty. And under that, the recognition that, yes, indeed, in the created universe, it was all created from the same source. Think about that for a moment. As materialism tries to show us dualism as the answer to everything, it's either good or bad or this or that, I say there's something greater than that, that is beyond our understanding. And this is where there is no greater thing than the universal thing that we have no name for, that we give the name God, for lack of a better word. You know, here's what I would say about all that. The physicists of the world today that are honest intellectually have discovered something that others have known forever. You know, the hardest route to the finish line to discovering the universal is your mind, because your mind gets in the way a lot. And your heart, which we symbolically talk about, but there's more to it. I'm not going to get into it today because I only have 4 minutes left. But the point is, who we are and what we do and how we align our heart and our head for intentionally carrying out creativity is actually how it works. And so those things need to come back into harmony, into resonance, as a physicist would say. And when they do, really, really powerful things happen. As we fall into our gifts and begin to project them into the world, fearlessly knowing that we are eternal in what we are, that the snapshot that we fear losing this lifetime is a snapshot, like a photograph on the pages of eternity this lifetime. And we fear so much losing it when we are so much more than that. And what we do in this lifetime projects into all of what we are. And when we check out, we go with us. You know what I mean? Your consciousness is what's going, and your carcass is what's staying. So being aware now of who you are and what you are is kind of an important idea. You might want to start looking within a little more and not looking to the media for the answer, because it isn't there. And here's what I know. It's everyone wants to get all wrapped up around what path are you on? You know, are you a Christian? Are you a Buddhist? Are you Muslim? Are you this? Are you that? Quit all of that for a moment. And if you're from a Christian perspective, I'd ask yourself this question. If Solomon was alive today and he were traveling on the road, dabbling in all the occult things that he explored, would you want to condemn him and judge him and bury him under a rock? Probably, if you're really honest about it and how you judge the world. But is that the right judgment to release on King Solomon? Probably not. King Solomon might be wandering around on paths that you don't know. You know, people like him today. Don't judge him. Leave that to God. Decide what path you will be on and follow that one. Decide who you will serve and do that. But do it with a heart that's connected to your head, because that's how the two come together and creativity actually works. And then when you do it with other people, when two or more do it together, you create another principle in physics called resonance. And the formula is X plus X in brackets and then squared. So you multiply it by itself. Wow. So you get the idea, you know, two or more, it's actually, there's a physics principle behind this that makes sense. People go, oh, but you're mixing. No, I'm not. You know, the universe is an orderly construction. We're just naive in being able to interpret it. So we're interpreting it. But here's the thing. Once you get the knowledge, then you're responsible. And then you get to choose how you'll create in the world. And I say we all are creating in this world for outcomes that we want to see happen. Do it prayerfully, mindfully, heartfully, and in union with others who are situated in the same way, who are on the same trajectory with you. I want to remind people, sign up on my website, earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com. You can sign up there. And there's a, and it's being, some revisions are happening because I don't sell anything there anymore. It's being revised, but take a look, and there's a place to sign up. You get on my mailing list. I want to do more with putting in writing what I'm doing here on the air so we can use it. It's the bullets for the gun of knowledge, right? You need information. We need to make sure it's available to you. This has been Dr. Nick Begich again on this Friday afternoon, wishing everyone the best in the world. Let's change it. One breath, one step at a time. This is the InfoWars.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.